Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. She's retired from active ministry. Her preaching is entitled, Gentle Justice.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all, but he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom I delight. I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory. And in his name the Gentiles will hope. The Gospel of the Lord. Maura Clark, Jean Donovan, Ida Ford, Dorothy Cazell, Dorothy Stang, Oscar Romero, Pierre Claverie, just some of the names we know of Christians who took the message of the gospel so seriously that they took the ultimate consequences of full commitment to its message of love. They embodied a statement I recently read. The rewards for accepting the gospel are awesome, but the demands are hefty. Just preceding the verses we hear today from Matthew's gospel, in the synagogue on the Sabbath, Jesus cures the man with the withered hand. To the rule-keeping religious leaders of the time, this is the proverbial straw to break the camel's back. Enraged at Jesus' boldness in his persistence with deeds of compassion, even on the holiest day of the week, they plot to kill him. The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. Realizing this without fanfare, Jesus withdrew from that place and continues to cure all who come to him for healing. At this point, Matthew inserts a kind of meditative pause in the narrative with a quote from the prophet Isaiah. The prophet's words remind listeners and hearers and readers of a central tenet of the life and teaching of Jesus. He will proclaim justice. A bruised reed he will not break, until he brings justice to victory. Now, this is not the justice of the Pharisees. Theirs is harsh, the harshness of law and order that smacks of a righteousness so selfish and deep-seated that it can literally be deadly. Jesus proclaims and practices a justice whose power and strength come from love alone. A bruised reed he will not break. This passage reminds us, does it not, of the Sermon on the Mount in chapter 5 of Matthew. Blessed are the meek. Love your enemies. Turn the other cheek. Make peace. To the ears of many who hear or heard that proclamation then, and to us who hear it now, this is such a challenging love. Seems impossible. Certainly unrealistic, even foolhardy. It's such a radical reversal of what we call common sense. These are the hefty demands of the gospel that cause us to wonder, can I meet them? Along with God's promise at the end, conclusion of Matthew's gospel, I am with you always, we have also some encouragement from Pope Francis. He wrote in The Joy of the Gospel, and I quote, "A small step in the midst of great human limitations can be more pleasing to God than a life which appears outwardly in order, but moves through the day without confronting great difficulties." End quote. Clearly, our call to discipleship is a call to do justice, and we trust that even small steps in that direction please God. The call today does feel urgent. Everywhere on the streets of our daily life, major inequities, distorted relationships, hatred and violence face us boldly and persistently day after day. So what will be our prayerful, thoughtful, immediate response? Maura, Ita, Dorothy, Jean, Pierre, Dorothy, Oscar, all you holy men and women, pray for us.